You've likely heard about Abraham Lincoln's law practice and some of the more important or surprising cases he worked on, including those involving slaves, big-time railroads, and more historically relevant matters. But Lincoln handled more mundane cases, too, those that don't make their way into all history books or quick biographies. And the Illinois Appellate Reporters series is one source for those stories. The reporters are books filled with court decisions published chronologically, and they offer a glimpse into what lawyering at the appellate level was like back then for Lincoln. Today, a lawyer, one in a big city especially, might have a practice that's narrowly focused on one particular area of law. I handled mostly tort cases, for example, and in particular, I defended big companies and medical personnel at trial and on appeal. But Lincoln clearly had a much more diverse practice. Even though I specialized in torts, I suspect that I wouldn't have had the stomach to bring a case of seduction. Back then, a father, say, would bring an action against one who'd seduced his daughter, arguing that the father himself had suffered a loss due to such a relationship. Abraham Lincoln dabbled in seduction cases at least twice. The first time, Lincoln won money for the father who'd been wronged, but the court agreed that the seducer's level of income, not much, could rightly lead to a lower damages award. The second time, Lincoln represented the seducer, and the court affirmed more than $600 in damages against his client. With those affairs of the heart on Lincoln's personal docket, it's not surprising, then, that Lincoln also handled some mighty interesting family law cases. In one, he represented a drunken and profane husband and father who'd hooked up with an unsavory woman. The court awarded custody of the children to the mother, along with child support of $60 per year. And then there's the scrub male hog matter, in which Lincoln represented the hog owner whose hog wound up apparently both castrated and dead. But because the defendant had been trespassed upon by the hog for 2 or 3 years, and the court clearly put itself in the defendant trespassee's shoes, Lincoln lost. There's also a criminal conversation case in which Lincoln represented a man whose wife had been lured into another man's arms, a contracts case in which the court vacated a deed because one of the parties, Lincoln's client, was drunk, and a criminal case in which Lincoln's client was convicted of selling spirituous liquors without a grocery license. In my sort of practice, he did that too. He's listed as the lead lawyer for the doctor in a medical malpractice case. The court ruled against the doctor because it found that he'd improperly applied the plaintiff's splints and bandages. Lincoln went on to bigger things, but I hesitate to say better without some qualification, because these cases show that Lincoln lived a lawyerly ideal even before he became president, to help people in need of legal services, no matter the matter. I'm Amy Guida.